The following content is a good example of stuff my mother won't let me listen to.
My Scooter Libby hurt and stank.
Come with me, my little lesbian. Come with me, my little lesbian. I want to show you heaven. It's in the palm of my hand. It's called Jim.
Holy Christ, was that good.
You're listening to Yeast Radio and Madge Weinstein, my favorite bloated lesbian.
Girdle spillover.
I think I did the girdle spillover a little too quickly. Where is Jackie? I haven't heard from her. It's hard for me to get up early enough to call her. But you know, what do you expect? I'm fat. I eat a lot of sugar at night. And then I have to get up in the morning and go about my day, you know? It's not easy, and this morning I woke up and I didn't have any goddamn tampon or maxi pads for the goddamn fucking Senseo bullshit. Coffee. Ugh. What am I doing? Okay, let's get less crazy now. What do I have here? I got stuff for you. I got stuff. Let's see. Let's start with this. There's a lesbians. These are other more lesbians. I love lesbians. More than anyone, so I'm going to play a promo for a lesbian podcast. At least I think that's what it is. This is The Crash and Bailey, I think.
Hey, Madge. This is Tiffany Bailey from The Crash and Bailey Show. I just listened to your most recent episode where you talk about those Bible fuckers that are starting the radio show that will be demonizing all of the queer community, and I am so fucking livid. I am sick and tired of these neoconservative right-wing Christian motherfuckers slanting our community and trying to change us. I'm not Christian. I don't believe in the Bible. I don't believe one fucking thing that book says. I don't understand why these people use fear to try to convert people to their wretched religion. I don't understand why instead of spreading love and peace, which is what they say God is all about, they spread hate. I don't understand why Christians' number one battle is against us queer people when they could use all of that energy and money for a million things that aren't spreading hate and are making our country and our world a better place to live. What about the starving people? What about the amount of violence that goes on? What about the people that are sick and don't have insurance or just can't afford their hospital bills? What about all of the kids that want to go to college so bad but their family cannot afford it? I am sick of these assholes trying to ruin people's lives. I am tired of kids skipping school or trying to kill themselves because they cannot stand the torment any longer. I am tired of waking up next to my girlfriend every morning and knowing that I cannot marry her. Our community needs to stop sitting around and fucking do something. Where are the riots? I agree with you completely about our need to boycott weddings. How can we compare our oppression to the civil rights movement when we aren't doing a damn thing to stop it? Thanks, Madge, for helping wake the community up. We need more voices like yours.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Crash and Bailey, and that's a podcast you can listen to. They didn't really promote it out of, because they're nice lesbians like me. So they're not going to, you know, throw themselves in your face and everything. Let's see. I don't even know if these are working. I can't tell. Oh, there's one. Oh, that was a great comment. Thank you for that. Oh, interesting. Wow. How insightful of you. Thank you for leaving that blank comment, asshole. All right, so let's see. Somebody thinks I'm Joyce. People always send me this picture. I get like two of these a month. some woman named Joyce who's holding a goddamn flower, and she looks like a thin version of me, but maybe less Jewish. No, it's not me. My name was never Joyce, so stop it already. By the way, check out yeastradio.com, my weblog, where all these things actually originate from, and you will see a picture of Laura Bush on The Onion talking about how her ass bleeds. And it's very good, very good. Check out Laura Bush's bleeding ass. By the way, this is Madge Weinstein. We're on yeastradio.com. And also, what else am I on? Sirius Channel 103, right next to the Howard Stern Channel. I think we're on twice a day for now. I wish we could keep it that way. Maybe we can. I don't know. Adams Curry, you've got a lot of work to do. All right, let's see here. Okay, this one is kind of a depressing thing, but it'll get me in the mood to complain about shit. This is from gayborhoodradio.com. Am I hearing static in the background? Oh, who fucking cares? All right, so here, downswing, deal with it. Come on, play.
Hello, everybody. This is an awkward time for me to podcast. I know. But, yeah, the reason why I am is because my fucking car just got broken into. I got a call from the Chicago Police Department saying that both my passenger car doors were broken into. And I'm in Michigan and can't do anything about it. And the only thing I think is that because I had like a Gayborhood Radio sticker on my car, because there was nothing in it. Nothing in my car that somebody would have wanted to steal. What are they going to steal? Old fucking goddamn disco CDs? Disco CDs, my faggot ass. So of course the cops say shit. Nothing. Oh, we don't fucking know. Oh, well, come to the city to get your goddamn, to do a fucking police report, because we can't do it over the air. We can't do it here. We can't do it here. You fucking assholes. So I'm upset. And rightfully so. I didn't want to have a show that was like this. So it's like a bonus thing or something. So I don't know if you can even expect a show for Friday, because I'm upset. Because I have nothing right now. And my car is getting towed. I didn't want to do it out of pity or anything, so I don't want any. I don't need any fucking pity. This fucking song is for these cocksucker motherfuckers in the goddamn Chicago Police Department. You people need to wake the fuck up. America needs to wake the fuck up. We have no rights in this fucking country. Everyone fucking hates us. Gays will not have any rights in this country. We are fucking repressed. We have nothing. And when we die, when the gay rights movement dies, just like Rosa Parks, there's not gonna be half a goddamn flag at half mast for us. I'll tell you that, motherfucker. There won't be a flag or shit for us, because they don't give a shit. And then they bash our fucking cars in, and they chain us to a goddamn fucking fence, and they beat the living shit out of us, and then they still fucking go to the goddamn Church of Jerry Falwell and praise his ass fucker cock motherfucker ass. Fuck, fuck America, fuck you asshole fucking America, cocksucker, motherfucker, bitch, fuck you,
Marshall. I don't know if that was pod safe. Just kidding. Sorry, I had to do my It's Pat laugh. Listen, speaking of It's Pat, what happened to Stephen from Boston? That I think I must have said something to piss him off. I forget the last correspondence I got from him. He was mad for saying that I feel like I have, that I'm glad that I have freedom of speech, even though George Bush is in office or something like that. Anyway, Stephen from Boston, call me. Don't hold a grudge. Get it out. Get it out. You'll feel better, even if you still hate me. You know, deal with it. Fuck. I know. What can you say? You know, I was talking. Who was I talking to? Chris Weigel from The Human Dog yesterday. And it's just like the system. This, we're so fucked in so many ways, regardless of whose Scooter Libby itches and how it gets scratched. I honestly don't know of a solution. You know, I used to say, well, the solution is to leave the country. And you'll recall, general audience, a little while ago, when Harry Tit Myers, as a partial birth, whatever her name is, Markowski calls it, I said, you know, if she gets in, I'm out of the country. Well, the bad thing about the fact that she didn't get in is the fact that I don't have to leave the country. I don't have an excuse to leave right away. So, hurts and stink. I'm purposely trying my syllables, my yeses, to see how it works on this cunt press whore. So anyway, so here's the story. I've got to jump around. Remind me to talk about PC laptops. Remind me to talk about my fragina. But for now, let's just say this. I got to emphasize this enough. You know, it's hard to stay angry about things when nothing fucking changes. But I will say this. You know, I felt a lot for Marshall's, you know, what happened to him. I think every homosexual goes through that at some point or at several points in their life. And if you haven't been discriminated against in a real awful way for who you are as a homosexual, what I can't get past is this. Okay, when the crazy right-wing religious people or whatever the fuck you call them they go after women, let's say, who have abortions. Well, that is directly telling people what they can and cannot do with their very personal lives, with their bodies. When the Christians or right-wings, or I don't want to label them because I don't know what the fuck you call them. You're not supposed to call them Christian because Christians are supposed to be great, even though it's all just bullshit. I think religion's fucking dumb. Time to just get it all out and done with. It's just so fucking stupid. But anyway, so the Christians or whatever the fuck you call them say that, you know, you shouldn't have gay men shouldn't have sex with each other. Men shouldn't have sex with each other. I guess straight men can. I don't know. And, you know, and women can't do this to their vagina and this to their uterus and all this sort of thing. And what's, you know, and why the fuck do they care? It doesn't affect their lives at all. All we're doing is we're not saying you can't do anything. Nobody's saying that these fucking crazy people can't worship cheese sauce. And you know, I mean, we are saying you can't kill people. I don't think that's too much to ask. But the hypocrisy is so fucking overwhelmingly noticeable. And like Marshall says, we have to, as individuals, we have to scream and shout and say we will have equal rights. Or fuck you. Or we're not going to do your fucking weddings. We're not going to pick your, you know, plant your little flower arrangements. We're not going to paint your goddamn house. We're not going to kiss your ass, you know? We're not going to buy into your denial systems when you start, you know, making these sort of subtle innuendos about how white people are superior to blacks. You know, we're not going to do that anymore. I'm just, we are taxpayers. Why, what the fuck is so hard? Why on earth does it matter to anybody who the fuck I sleep with? Why the fuck should it bother them? It doesn't make sense. Except the only thing I can come up with is there are, you know, you figure 10% of the population is gay. Now, I don't know what percentage of those are closeted, but I have a feeling it's the same percentage of people that are freaked out religious fanatics, because those are the ones that can't stand to see other people living their lives the way they want to. That's the only reason I can come up with. I really think that people that are that opposed to people that aren't them being homosexuals are... There's this just inherent hypocrisy in humanity, and I don't understand what it's caused, but I find it very consistent in Americant, you know, where I just see people that it's kind of like you spot it, you got it. If you see something in someone that bothers you, there's a good chance that you have that same trait, and that's why it bothers you. It's this weird thing. It's bullying. That's where bullying comes from. You know, when the kid sees the little gay guy, and the kid is really angry, and he has this visceral reaction to the little gay guy sauntering around, prancing with his butt in the air, and it's because he wants to fuck him, for Christ's sake. It's because he wants to stick his dick in his ass, but he knows that he can't. But he can't figure that out, and there's a lot that goes on subconsciously, and stupid people don't understand this. Uneducated people that have never learned about psychology don't understand it. So they just think that person is worthy of their hate when in fact it's just repression. And I think the same goes for abortion. I would be willing to guess that most women that support abortion have had abortions themselves and feel really guilty. Or the men can't get their dicks hard enough to make an abortion. I fucking had it, you know? So I pay my taxes. I pay probably more taxes than a lot of married couples. I don't know how much I pay. I pay a lot of it. I always pay. pay tons and tons of taxes, thousands and thousands of dollars. Isn't it enough that I pay for this fucking war for oil that I don't fucking agree with, so these crazy paranoid schizophrenics can go and invade these countries and kill thousands of people? Isn't that fucking enough? But no, I have to pay to not have equal rights. No separate but equal. I don't want this fucking, you know, like I would get it anyway, whatever you call it, this marriage union crap, whatever they call it, civil union. No, separate but equal. This is supposed to be the country where everybody's fucking equal. And that's what we're going to have. That's what we're going to have. And either we wake the fuck up or it's all fucking over. You know what I mean? There's this show called, let me look. I have some notes here. I'm not just going to go. Okay, so Cindy Sheehan was arrested again the day before yesterday for doing a candlelight vigil for her son in front of the White House for not having a permit to protest. What kind of fucking bullshit is that? Why do you need a fucking permit to protest in a goddamn free country? That's crap. Why do you arrest a woman whose son was murdered in the war, in an unjust war, fighting for oil? Why do you arrest his mother? I mean, it is so fucking sick. God can, and what I don't understand is, you know, here we are, we're killing all these people as a country, and then everybody's just sitting in the house, like, not doing anything, like, not even taking the initiative to read the news and informing themselves. You know, I had somebody say to me the other day, Madge, you know, tell us what's going on. You're my news source. I said, no, you have to get your own news. You know, I'm here to help. I'm here to entertain, but this is not a news show. Do you understand me? This is not a news show. This is just me, bloated lesbian, sitting here fat, touching myself, you know, trying to get through the day, trying to complain and explain the way I see things, expressing myself artistically or fartistically. I am not the news, though. Yeah, Democracy Now! Is a good source for news, so listen to that if you want news. But I am not news. I am entertainment, and I am fat. So don't fucking, you know, I don't understand it. And there's this show that I've been listening to now, and I'm going to play some clips from it, but I have to get a firmer grasp around it mentally. It's a very good show. It's called Fritzhaus? It's French. It's two American expats in France. It's called Karma Bank. And this guy is a brilliant economist kind of guy, but I don't understand what the fuck he's talking about yet because he uses all this economy mumbo jumbo. But he basically uses economics is I'm not gonna even try to explain it. You know, I'm gonna let I asked the guy to give me a Max to give me a sort of a something I could play on the show to introduce himself, because I honestly it's so economically related, relevant talking, that I just, you know, I cannot do it justice to describe it. I don't want to be pseudo intellectual about it and pretend I know, but I'm going to either have him on the show, or hopefully he'll just give me an introductory blurb. Maybe I'll just play some of it randomly and see if it makes any sense. I don't know. But anyway, Hurt and Stink. What else? I feel like I don't have... So the Scooters Libby got indicted. We have... Oh, this is fun. Democracy Now! Reported that next October in this country... I had to play this again because I couldn't believe this. RFID chips will be on all new passports in America, in this free country. The RFID chip is going to have on it... RFID, for you who are too you know, busy to read the news, RFID are those little chips that go in, you know, consumer goods or whatever, and they sort of, you can find out information that resides on the chip just by being in a proximity. You don't need a wire. It's just sort of, it's radar kind of whatever. So, and what's going to be on this chip in the passport? Name, nationality, date of birth, sex, place of birth, and a digitized photo all can be accessed without you even knowing it, general audience. In America, I listened to this on Democracy Now!, and Amy Goodwin was describing it. And I thought, no, what? You know, like, I thought, what country is doing this? And then she said, the State Department. This country. Oh, my God, my country. You know, I learned, I feel like so much of what I learned as a child and all this stuff about freedom and the separation of the church and state, and then the three branches of government, all the checks and balances. I feel like it's all been ruined in such a short period of time, all within my lifetime, and by this neoconservative coup, which apparently is being run by Cheney more than anybody. So it's very interesting. There's so much going on. This a lot of people talk about how confusing the CIA leak is and everything, but I want to tell you, I'm not going to play this clip from Karma Bank. I want Max to send me a clip to explain it himself, or either that or I'll have him on the show because I just don't get it. But you should check out the show. It's Karma Bank, but it's B-A-N-Q-U-E because it's French. They do videos. This is real. If you're into economics, if you like to understand the global economy, the free trade thing, listen to this. And if you can explain it to me, do. But basically what he does is it's talking about a monetary system that relies on karma as opposed to currency or something like that. Very interesting stuff. It's one of those things, you know, it's like, wow. When I heard it, I thought this is something I'm really going to, that's really important because I don't understand it. So it's a huge learning experience. And I think it's something that could change a lot of things if we spread the word about it, even though I don't know what it is, which makes a lot of sense. I'm fat. Anyway, I'm just going to be giving myself a heart attack. I'm drinking a Red Bull too. Okay, so let's see. Scooter Libby indicted. Oh, I wanted to read this. Okay, this is. I'm going to read as much as I can before the show ends. This guy, Eric Blazansky, he listens to the show, and he does a blog, which is TooMuchBS.com. And he gives a nice little explanation of sort of the cast of characters in this CIA leak. The characters. Judith Miller is a reporter for the New York Times. But back before the war, Iraq started, Judith Miller towed the Bush line and supported the WMD accusations in the war. That is really something of an understatement. Joseph Wilson was a former secret agent for the U.S. and took part in the investigation of the yellowcake uranium assertions that the U.S. used as a basis for the Iraq war. He is also the husband of Valerie Plame. Valerie Plame was a covert CIA agent that was outed in an article by Robert Novak. Her husband is Joseph Wilson. Let's see. I don't think I have much time left. Joseph Wilson played a part in the yellowcake uranium investigation, which asserted that Saddam Hussein was trying to obtain this yellowcake uranium to build WMD. So Joseph Wilson writes an op-ed piece in the New York Times revealing the unreliable sources of the information and providing evidence that the information that Bush administration used for war was very unreliable. This enrages the Bush administration, who begin to plot a plan for retribution against Joseph Wilson. A couple 3 weeks after Wilson's op-ed piece, Robert Novak writes an article which notes the fact that Wilson's wife, Valerie Plame, is an undercover CIA agent. When pressed for his sources, he states that senior administration officials provided the information. So what the hell does this have to do with Judith Miller? Apparently, this information was leaked by the Bush administration to Judith Miller. She is in possession of evidence that the Bush administration leaked this information. When asked to testify about the case, she refused and stated that she needed to keep her sources confidential. So she went to jail for over 80 days to protect Louis Libby, Vice President Penis Cheney's top advisor. Judith Miller was thrown under a bus by the Bush administration. She towed the line and spouted neoconservative lies in one of the most prestigious newspapers in the world to support the administration's war. And what does she get? Thrown in jail. Now, let's see. Okay. If you want to understand, and that's from TooMuchBS.com. That's Eric Blazansky. I can't pronounce your fucking name, but he always has really good posts. .com. TooMuchBS.com. So finish reading that. I'm not your goddamn fairy godmother storyteller. I'm not going to sit around and say, turn the page and make little noises. And then Scooter Libby said, oh, Judith Miller, the trees in Aspen are Sprite and ski on my cock. Why is he in crutches? I guess somebody tried to kill him. I think, did I hear that right? Like somebody actually tried to push him into a bus, literally. I don't understand any. It's so crazy. Anything can happen. But what I'm finna say is, if you want to understand what's going on, you got to understand neoconservatism. So the power of nightmares. I know if the links are broken, then just Google it. I'm not Google it. All the power of nightmares is available on archive.org. The documentary. You will understand it. Don't be lazy, general audience. Don't be lazy. Take the time. It's not up to me to explain everything to you. I don't have that much time. I got to talk about my vagina too. So watch The Power of Nightmares on Insane Films. If you can't watch it all there, then go to archive.org and watch The Power of Nightmares. Questions? Ask someone who cares. Me.